the scene after the shooting occurred, after the July 4th noise demonstration.
Javier, we just have 15 seconds. What happens next? They've been convicted of terrorism, 8 of these protesters, facing at least 15 years in jail each.
Yes. What's next is that the fight continues. There will be post-trial motions. There will likely be appeals. And as you mentioned, there are a lot of state cases that are still pending, not just for these defendants, but for other defendants that never had federal charges from the same event. And so the battle will go on in North Texas, and hopefully more people can support the supporters through their own resources, through
Javier,
attorney connections.
Javier, we're going to have to leave it there. Javier de Hanon, attorney with the People's Law Collective, National Lawyers Guild. That does it for our show. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez for another edition of Democracy Now!
Good afternoon. It's 1 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your afternoon news brief. Checking in on traffic this afternoon from 3:20 to 3:50 p.m., continuing weekdays until June 26th. Cranbrook Street between Days Road and Lakeview Avenue will close for the School Streets program, limiting access during student pickup. Ongoing construction continues along King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, where traffic is reduced to one lane in each direction, so expect delays and shifting lanes. Long-term closures remain in effect on Aberdeen Street between Johnson and William, as well as Berry Street at Queen Street, both for construction. It's a cold and windy afternoon with a mix of sun and cloud, and winds still gusting up to 50 kilometers per hour out of the northwest. The high is -6, but with wind chill, it's going to feel more like -14. Heading into tonight, we'll see a few clouds with winds easing and a low of -14. With wind chill, that's going to feel like -20 overnight. This has been your 1 p.m. news brief. Stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
Greetings, loved ones. This is DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
Just
I'm
stoked. So stoked.
I was stoked.
We're stoked!
All right, I'm stoked!
Let's go for it!
Hey guys, what is up? I am your host, Jane, as always. It is Tuesday at 1 p.m. at CFRC, and you are listening to Stoke. Stoke is a sneaky little radio show I have got going on here, where I come up with a playlist theme every week. And then I just kind of go through, explain what I'm thinking about it, you know, this week or whatever. And yeah, just kind of vibe to what we're listening to, honestly. It is well, I guess today is St. Patrick's Day, so happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone. Can't do an Irish accent, so there you go. Hope everyone's weekend was fun. Definitely feeling the repercussions of the Queen's St. Patrick's Day. I'm recording on Monday right now, but feeling it in the brain right now. Bit slow today, but that's all right. Anyways, the theme of this playlist I came up with last week as I was recording. Actually, no, I came up with this a while ago, but I just never had the time to actually sit down and do it because it took a bit longer than I was thinking. But I'm really excited. This is a fun one that I actually came up with myself. So it is called Songs That They're Like Their Last Word Ends With The Start Of The Next. So there's not really a name to the playlist, it's just an idea. So Songs That's Last Word Ends With The Start Of The Next Song, essentially. So I think we'll go off, let's do two songs to start. What you're going to start with is You Are The Right One by Sports. I've been meaning to play this. I've definitely played Panama before. Big fan of Sports. I believe they're Australian. Might have to double check that on my end. But yeah, this song is very good. I have always been a really big fan of. Just kidding. I literally just checked it and they're from Oklahoma. So just lied to you. Haha. Just kidding, guys. So anywho, we're starting with You Are the Right One. Like I said, great song. Been meaning to play it. I think the crew that listens to this constantly will also agree. And then after that, it's called One Night, and it's by Modern Nomad and Not Charles. This one has been sitting on my Potench playlist, my Potench Stoke playlist for a while. And yeah, it came out in 2019. They don't know much about this band. I mean, it's kind of a like collab here, but yeah, I've been meaning to play this. I've only really liked one or two of their songs before, so kind of new to me, new to you guys. We'll get it going, but if you hear what it says, it's You Are the Right One, and then the next one is One Night. So there you go. You get a little tease into what's coming your way. This took a lot longer than I thought, so please give me praise, because it's not as easy as it looks, okay? So those are your first two, and I will be back after for the rest.
Thank you.
Well, as we were recording, I was just looking into what we were just listening to, and Sports is playing in Toronto at some random place I've actually never heard before, but the tickets are only $35 in April, April 21st. So maybe you'll catch me at a Sports concert. Not even sure if that'd be lit. Anyways, the next one, so a reminder of how it goes. We had You Were the Right One, One Night, and then now we have Night Call by Kavinsky. So Night Call is kind of a weird song, but I remember it from the Olympics a couple years ago. And it was in France, obviously, so it's a French band, but they played it as the closing ceremonies, I think, along with, was it Phoenix, I think? And it was so good. It was like one of the best, closing ceremonies I remember. It just looked like a party. It was awesome. So yeah, they're a big French band, definitely weird. You'll definitely know it. You just got to let it kind of cook for a second. But honestly, great song. Like, I don't love the start of it, but like the chorus and the middle part, I love. Like, I just love the dreamy ambiance of it, you know what I mean? So like I said, we have Night Call, and then we have Call It a Day. And Call It a Day is again by one of my faves, Pizza Girl, now known as Two Blinks I Love You, but I'm a big Pizza Girl fan. I just like it way better. I have, when I like click his stuff, I have 34 like songs, which is like almost his whole discography. So it's a very easy listening kind of songs, I would say, but a huge fan. He's from England. Yeah, like I said, goes by a different name now, I guess, but I just stick with Pizza Girl. It's fantastic. So like I said, this one is Call It a Day. So yeah, you'll have Night Call and Call It a Day, and we'll go from there after. But I'm excited. This is so fun and easy to do. It's just so exciting. So you guys enjoy that, and I will be back.
Yeah. still new. Heart is just a bit too blue. I know that it's not my call, but now you're gone from every wall. Sleeping is so bittersweet. I don't know what I should speak. You're really tearing me up inside.
So as we've been going on, I know the title of this playlist is songs that's, this, it makes no sense. Songs that's last word ends with the start of the next. But as I've been designing the cover for the thing, for my promo, I think it should be where one door closes, another one opens, because it's like the first, you know, word intros the next one. Anyways, that's what I've been cooking up while you guys have been listening. You just heard Call It A Day, so the next one is Daylight by Matt and Kim. And this one is so nostalgic for me. It's so alt nation, like 2012. This album was released 2009, yeah, so it's been old. I'm sure if you've listened to kind of older alt rock, you would know this song. It's on like a lot of feel-good kind of playlists for myself, and I don't know, it's a fun, you know, coming of age. I'm sure it was in like many different movies, but you will recognize it for sure. And then after that, we will do, I might do two more actually, so you can actually get the flow of it. Your door's opening, but so you have Daylight, and then you have Light My Love by Greta Van Fleet, which is one of my favorites by them. I've only played them a couple times, but you know, I can't complain. They're fantastic. This is probably, yeah, this is one of my other favorites. So I don't know. It's just they've got a fantastic voice. I'm not their biggest fans, but something about this one and kind of just the grandiosity of it, I like, if you know what that word means. Come on. And then after that, you have Love Me. So, and that's by the 1975. I'm going to throw them in there at any point I can. That is off of their, like, I Love It When You Fall Asleep, You Look So Beautiful, or whatever, album, which has so many good ones. But, yeah, we'll do those three. They're kind of like throwback alt-rock, alt-pop stuff, which I kind of back. It's like a good little chunk here. And then we'll get into the later half of the playlist after that. But, yeah, Daylight, Light My Love, Love Me. Enjoy.
Changing the daylight, I miss you, the lines of my the nighttime.
Step back and here comes the nighttime. Hey, that be good type to me. I hope that someday I'll see without these frames. And in the daylight, I don't pick up my phone. It's in the daylight, and even feels like home.
Thank you.
Guys, we are back. I liked that little three spot there. It was fun. We're kind of moving into more, I don't know, like indie R&B maybe, I guess. Yeah, this is, you know, I'll just say what we're listening to next. But we had Love Me by the 1975. And then now we have Me and Your Mama by Childish Gambino. And then Mama's Boy by Dominic Fike, which is just a fun little setup. We'll do those two together. Yeah, if we talk about songs that have a crazy build and kind of turn around, like give me kind of like Led Zeppelin-y, where it's just this like huge build up to something. This is what that song is. Like Me and Your Mama, I always will forget what it sounds like because he has so many different songs, but this one is just like an amalgamation of feelings. And I feel like he does such a good job of putting a feeling into a song. Yeah, I'm just a big fan of him. Also, the fact that he, you know me, and I have a soft spot for people that can act and sing and do the whole gambit. And, you know, he's fantastic. I have Donald Glover is just awesome. So yeah, that's the next one. And then Mama's Boy is not a song I really knew much about. I was struggling finding a song that started with Mama. And so I kind of took a chance on this Dominic Fike one, but I actually ended up really liking it. I've really only listened to it a couple times, but yeah, big fan of it. I think Dominic Fike is definitely one I'm going to have to get into a little bit more. Yeah, this one was off of his single in 2023 of Mama's Boy. So gonna have to get into that. He, like I said, I got tickets to Tame Impala, and the one I'm going to, Joe, is opening, which is awesome. However, I have seen him already, but still, obviously, I would love to see him again. But Dominic Fike is opening the rest of the show, so I'm a bit, I wish they were both opening, because that would be my absolute dream, but that's okay. I will slowly become bigger of a fan of his and then go see him because I don't really know that many songs, but this is a good start. So we're in the Mama section right now. So we got Me and Your Mama and then Mama's Boy and then only three more after that. So bear with me and buckle up.
Thank you.
Realizing that I actually do know that song and just didn't realize that it was like the last bit that I kind of only knew. But new rotation song, I think I will be listening to that one a lot more. It's kind of a funky, weirder sound, and you know me, I like my funky and weirdos. So the next one, I can't decide whether to do all three in one get-go, or maybe I'll do the two and then finish with one and I can do a little wrap up. So what we have here, so we ended with Mama's Boy, and now we have Boys Don't Cry, The Cure, classic. Didn't realize I've never played it yet. Obviously, one of their biggest hits ever. I'm a big Cure fan, you know, big on their top hits. I wouldn't say I'm a deep cut Cure fan, but you know me. I like my new wave music very much. Yeah, pretty basic song. It has been, you know, a pillar to many other people's songs. Like, I feel like I hear it mentioned in so many other, like, new indie stuff kind of thing. They'll, like, mention Boys Don't Cry. I think the Wallows do. I think that's why I'm thinking of it. But, yeah, great song. This is the root of where it comes from. So you'll listen to that. And then we have Cry Baby by The Neighborhood. Again, they're also going on tour soon. That would be someone I would like to see. However, I don't know as many songs as I would think, which is a shame because there's so many people I want to see, but it's like, oh, I actually would sit there and know, you know, just the basic bitty amount of songs. But, you know, sometimes that's the joy of it, and then you learn from there. what songs to listen to, but that would be a great show. To hear softcore in real life? Are you kidding me? Or Sweater Weather? No way. Obviously, I just named the two biggest songs, but I would die to see it. So anyways, those are the next two. You have Mama's Boy just played. Mama's Boy, Boys Don't Cry, Cry Baby. There you go. And then we got one more after that. So I'll let those two play, and then I'll wrap her up at the end.
just what I'll do.
All right, well, I don't have too much time left, but we've got one more song. I thought I might as well read out the whole playlist before I finish, just so you can hear what it sounds like. I don't typically do this, but I think this is a fun time to do it. So you have You're the Right One, One Night, Night Call, Call It a Day, Daylight, Light My Love, Love Me, Me and Your Mama, Mama's Boy, Boys Don't Cry, Cry Baby. And then the last one is just called Baby, and it's by Cannons, which is, you know, a band I've been really liking right now. My roommate Pippa also loves Cannons. We bond over them a lot. And I feel like I can just go into their discography and find a new song I like and, you know, play into the ground. So this one's off of their, like, album that I love. It has, like, Fire For You, Talk Talk, all of those on it. But this one's called Baby. It's called off the album Shadows from 2019. Yeah, Cannons, if you don't know them, go listen to them. Yeah, this has been, you know, where one door closes, another opens, / what I just said. I don't have time to read the entire name, but thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back next week. Yeah, we'll see what's in the running for next week's playlist. But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed. Peace.